Hey girl, welcome to Christian Girls Pop. My name is Stephanie Bright and I'm the founder of this girls group as well as your host for the podcast. Around here, we are all about purpose, obedience, and prayer. That's what makes us pop. You're guaranteed to laugh, cry, learn, grow, and most importantly, become more like Jesus. We're going to rock this thing out and we're going to have fun doing it. You ready? Let's go. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Christian Girls Pop. We are in week 48 of our Bible reading plan, and this week we're talking about the God of victory. As you know, each week we study a different attribute about God and we see how we can understand more about him as we read through scripture. This entire year we're reading through a thematic Bible reading plan, which allows us to go through the Bible in an entire year, but with themes, with congruent themes, seeing how scripture is paralleled and congruent with each other from Old Testament to New Testament, and just learning more of how we can see God through all of the scripture, how we see Jesus show up, all the things. So that's what we've been doing all year long, and this week is no different. So week 48 is day 331 through day 337. And as I mentioned, we will be studying the God of victory. Couple of announcements before we get into the teaching. As you have heard, if you listen to the announcement episode, I have released an ebook titled Scripture Made Simple, and it allows you to be able to understand, apply the Word of God to your life. So as we're going into 2023, if you're wanting to get on a plan, you're wanting to be consistent and reading your Bible, this is an amazing resource for you. We will be going through the Bible again throughout the entire year, but this time you have all of my notes, resources, and so much more to be able to help you to understand the scripture that you're reading. There's also the option for you to join a community, which I'm very excited about. So not just reading by yourself, but you can join a community. We have a group chat and we'll be doing, we'll be answering all the questions and asking and learning together, growing together as we're reading through scripture. So I would love for you to be a part of that. So make sure you check that out. Scripture Made Simple. The links are in the podcast notes, and you can also find it on our website at christiangirlspop.com/scripture-made-simple. christiangirlspop.com/scripture-made-simple. There's also a place for you to join our newsletter where you're also able to keep up to date with all the things that we have going on too. So make sure you check all of that out. It's on our website, and I would love for you to be a part. Before we get into this week's teaching, let's pray. God, thank you so much for yet another opportunity to learn and grow and understand more about you as we read through your word. I thank you that your word is alive. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's absolutely here and applicable for us today in this present time. I pray that we don't just to read, but that we really take time to apply this word to our lives so that we can see the inward and outward transformation that you would desire for us to have. We love you so much. Be with us in this time. Give us clarity and wisdom and understanding. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let's get into this scripture so that we can begin to apply the word of God to our lives. So like I mentioned, week 48, we're going through day 331 through day 337. And starting in day 331, which is November 27th, the reading is Nehemiah chapter 1 and 2, Acts chapter 16, and Psalm chapter 66. So we're starting a new book, and I will give us an introduction here. So Nehemiah comes right after Ezra. It's a book in the Old Testament. And actually, at one point, Ezra and Nehemiah were one volume. They were one book, but they were letter separated when the Latin translation of the Bible was made. The name Nehemiah means Jehovah comforts. And for Nehemiah specifically, he was concerned that the Lord's name wasn't really being esteemed or revered or honored as it should have been, and because of how bad the city was. So remember, Jerusalem was destroyed, and he's kind of looking at the city and he's like, man, this looks bad on God. Like, that's kind of his perspective towards it. And the reason why it was so bad is the people that had returned, the exiles that had returned from Babylon into Jerusalem, they had not taken time to rebuild the temple. They were like, it's almost like they weren't really that grateful of being able to come back to the land that God had provided for them to come back to. And so Nehemiah comes and he's like, hey, like y'all need to get on this. Like, y'all need to rebuild this city. And what we're reading is all about how he plans, supervises, and monitors the rebuilding of the wall around Jerusalem. we also see the one cool thing that we see here in Nehemiah is how God gives Nehemiah favor with kings that don't even necessarily worship God or are Jews or believers, but they still give favor to Nehemiah to be able to build the temple. So that's really cool. And we see that here in Nehemiah. So in Nehemiah chapter 1, we read of Nehemiah's burden and his prayer for Jerusalem. So as I mentioned in the introduction, Nehemiah has this burden for Jerusalem, for the remnant. Along with it just like looking a hot mess, he realizes that if they don't have a wall around their city, they don't have any defense. Remember, this is biblical times. Everything was around, you know, there was always the threat of war or your enemies coming in, and so you needed that defense. Same thing today, that's why we have militaries and such throughout our different governments. And so then in Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah actually goes to Jerusalem and he begins to inspect the ruins. And so there's the king. I cannot pronounce his name to save my life. I'm going to spell it for y'all though, okay? It's Artaxerxes. Like, I've been working, I just can't pronounce I'm not even going to try and embarrass myself on here. I can't pronounce that name. I'm working on it. But that's the king. He's a bad, evil king. We're going to call him King A for just the sake of this, okay? And he actually gives Nehemiah favor, and he was blessed with all the supplies to build the wall, and he gave Nehemiah permission to do it. And so we're seeing that's that favor of God coming into play already. So that's just giving us a little bit of, you know, we're kind of dipping our toe into the book of Nehemiah. We'll see more as we go on through the rest of this week. In Acts chapter 16, we read of Timothy joining Paul on his missions, on his ministry missions. We see that Paul has a vision of a man in Macedonia, and he goes to that man. And Paul and Silas are beat and thrown in prison, but God breaks them out. And so as we're reading here through this mission that Paul and Timothy are on, we see that God had plans for them, and there were certain places that the Spirit didn't allow them to go. God was arranging where he wanted them to go, and we can see that there was a reason for. And some cool things to mention here is that even when they were thrown in jail, their response was prayer and worship. And you may have heard the story maybe growing up in Sunday school, if you grew up in church, about Paul and Silas worshiping in prison and how the earth shook and the chains broke off everyone. It's always just so cool to see it here in scripture, you know, like God really was on their side, fighting for them the whole time. And man, we just see some more of Paul's character. Paul is a G. I keep telling y'all this, like for real, Paul is a G out here in these ministry streets. Like we can see that towards the end of the chapter. But that's Acts chapter 16. And then in Psalm chapter 66, we read of praises for what God has done, which is very congruent with Acts chapter 16, because they praised the Lord. God did miracles. We're praising God for his wonderful deeds. That's what we're reading here for day 331. For day 332, which is November 28th, the reading is Psalm chapter 122, Nehemiah chapter 3, and Acts chapter 17. In Psalm chapter 122, we read of the Psalm of the City of Jerusalem, which is congruent with what we're going to be reading throughout our reading today. So that's what we see here in Psalm chapter 122. Now, if we go down to Nehemiah chapter 3, we read of how they're beginning to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. Everybody had their own part to play. They all have their own section, which that's a whole word in itself, and we can go on and on about that. But everybody got involved, and they're helping to rebuild the wall there in Jerusalem while Nehemiah supervises and directs. Definitely congruent with what we're seeing in Psalm chapter 122, as it talks about the wall being built firmly and the towers being built. Nehemiah is rebuilding Jerusalem, and so we're seeing that congruency there. In Acts chapter 17, we read of Paul and Silas in Thessalonica, and they're preaching. They got mobs out there. They have like a reality show. Like the book of Acts is like a whole TV show. It's crazy. And then they go to Berea, and then they go to Athens. And they're just going through preaching about God, spreading the gospel. And the mobs ended up like following them. Like these people really don't want them to spread the gospel. Like for real, like it's bad. But they're still being obedient, and they're still going and doing what God has told them to do. And the cool thing is, as we're talking about God being the God of victory, we're seeing how like he's still showing up. He's still getting a victory. They're going to prison and getting busted right out. Like, no matter what the enemy's doing, God is still fighting for them and giving them the victory time and time again, which is an amazing thing to know that our God can do for us as well. For day 333, which is November 29th, the reading is Nehemiah chapter 4 and 5 and Acts chapter 18. In Nehemiah chapter 4, we read of the workers building and defending the wall and God confusing the enemy's plan. Y'all know, God of victory, he gonna show up. So they're having opposition. They got some haters on their side, but they're still building. They're still doing what they know to do despite the opposition that's present. And so the enemy come up with this plan to try to, you know, basically attack them and intervene on their and interrupt their plan that they have, but their plans don't work. And this just shows you all that God's plan will always prevail. God actually confused the plans of the enemy and then their plans didn't prosper. And so we can even see something cool that happens in Nehemiah chapter 4 after that, you know, attempted attack. Notice how the people are so vigilant against the enemy, how they're working with one hand and they have their weapon in the other, how they're taking shifts about how they're going to, you know, stand guard. They stayed ready. And that's a very good example that's set for us to know that we need to do the same thing. We need to show up and be ready, always be vigilant against the enemy, as Peter tells us to always be vigilant, be sober minded, because the enemy is prowling around like a lion. So that's Nehemiah chapter 4. In Nehemiah chapter 5, Nehemiah addresses and rebukes the interest that's being taken in charge. So now he's addressing some of the drama, some of the issues that they're having in their society. He's addressing that they shouldn't be taking interest on others. Interest as in like money, like taxes, that kind of thing. And so that's what we're seeing here in Nehemiah chapter 5. He's bold. He's, you know, has some reform here. So we're seeing that. In Acts chapter 18, flipping over to the New Testament, we read of Paul in various countries. He's in Corinth, he's in Syria, he goes to Ephesus, and also Apollos teaches, and he is taught in Ephesus. So he teaches in Ephesus, but he's also taught as well about some things. And we're just seeing the journey of Paul as he's going through spreading the gospel. And this is what the book is about. It's about letting us know how the gospel was spread to various countries. And we absolutely have to honor Paul, not in a like divine way, but just honor him as a man of God who because of his work and because of his efforts, has the gospel is still, you know, has been reached. The gospel has reached to various countries where it might not have if Paul hadn't done it, or, you know, God would have raised someone else up, but we definitely do need to give honor to Paul. Moving on to day 334, which is November 30th. The reading is Nehemiah chapter 6, Acts chapter 19, and Psalm chapter 59. In Nehemiah chapter 6, we read of the enemy scheming against Nehemiah several times. And Nehemiah, like, he's discerning, like, this is a bad idea. Like, I know, like, y'all are trying to trick me. But Nehemiah's bold. Like, Nehemiah, he got some Paul-type energy. He's like, I ain't no punk. Like, y'all not gonna punk me out. As he's teaching about the gospel. As he's, you know, monitoring the rebuilding of the wall and such. And so, we read of how Nehemiah really shows up and lets them know that he's not going to fall into the schemes of the enemy. And he really has discernment. He's able to know who's the enemy and what's going on. He knows about that, and he's able to, thankfully he is, because he's not caught up in their schemes. And so look, we see the enemy trying it, but God still gives them the victory time and time and time again. In Acts chapter 19, we read of them receiving the Holy Spirit in Ephesus. We read of the seven sons of Sceva, that's regarding demons. And then we read of the riot and chaos in Ephesus. So there's, like I said, y'all, there's so much drama in this book. So much that happens. We're reading of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. We're just seeing how Paul is just such on a mission about this. He's not swayed by the things that are coming his way, because he's just like so about it for this mission. He's like, we're going to make this happen by any means necessary. Paul preaches against idolatry, like, and of course the riots and stuff, they are not trying to hear anything that Paul has to say. They're trying to do anything they can to shut him up. But Paul is just still so bold about what he's sharing. And something to note here is this is kind of similar to Jesus. When Jesus was here on earth, they were always trying to shut him up. They were always trying to get him to be quiet. They were always trying to get him to, like, not, you know, not heal and not save. And same thing here. They're trying to get Paul to not talk about God. They're trying to get him to not preach the gospel. Paul's not going to be stopped, but they try their best with all these different things to try to get him to do that. And then in Psalm chapter 59, this is a congruent with what we read in Nehemiah and Acts, we read of the prayer for deliverance from the enemies. Now, obviously, there's enemies. We read about the schemes of the enemy against Nehemiah, and then we're seeing the riots and the chaos and everything that's erupting in Ephesus. And those are Paul's enemies, too. Those are the people that are against God. They're against the gospel. They don't want to believe, accept, or hear what Paul has to say. And so the prayer for deliverance from the enemies is obviously very congruent with both. In that psalm, in Psalm chapter 59, it even talks about how the enemies like plot evil. And we definitely see that here in both Nehemiah chapter 6 and Acts chapter 19. So that's day 334. For day 335, which is December 1st, the reading is Nehemiah chapter 7 and Acts chapter 20. In Nehemiah chapter 7, we read of Nehemiah assigning leaders. And then we read of the genealogy of the returned exile. And so one thing to note about the returned exiles, they all did not return at one time. They actually returned in several, I guess, caravans, if you want to say, in several sections. So that all of the exiles that came from, that were originally in Israel, were taken to Babylon in captivity, and then were released back to Jerusalem, they all did not return at one time. In Acts chapter 20, we read of Paul going to Macedonia and then to Greece, other various countries, and then he addresses the elders in Ephesus. And there's just something so funny about this chapter that doesn't get much playtime in the church. Like, people don't really be talking about this, but this is so funny, y'all. If you look at chapter 20, verse 9, it talks about how it literally says that Paul was talking and preaching for so long that somebody fell out the window because because they fell asleep. Like, this man went to sleep and fell out the window because Paul was talking too long. Like, that is so funny. Like, if you thought you talked long, Paul talked a long time. But he was just so passionate about God's word. But he was a little long-winded with it, I guess. So that's funny. And then for day 336, which is December 2nd, we read Nehemiah chapter 8 and 9 and Acts chapter 21. In Nehemiah chapter 8, Nehemiah reads the law to the exiles, and then people participate in the Feast of the Tabernacles. And so we can see their reverence towards God. And this is the first time in a long time that the Israelites, or also known as the exiles, have followed God's commands regarding feast. Like, it's been a long time. You can refer back to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 21. And that was like probably one of the last times that they had, that they really celebrated the feast. And so, you know, because they was living wild. They were forsaking God. They were not worried about him. And then they were not honoring God. And then they got taken to captivity, so they also weren't doing the feast there because they weren't even in their own home environment. So we're seeing some good positive things come from this. We're seeing them be reverent towards God and be honoring of God. And in Nehemiah chapter 9, even better things happen. They confess their sin and they worship God. It's like, in this chapter, we kind of see like they walked down memory lane with God and of what they did for him. And they're remembering all the things that he brought them through, how he is the God of victory that we're studying this week. And they admit their sin. They realize, we understand, like, we know that you did what you have to do for us because we weren't obeying you. We were forsaking you. We weren't treating you right. So that's a very humbling perspective that they're bringing, which we have not seen this whole time. So I'm proud of them. Look at them. They made some good progress, y'all. And then going over to Acts chapter 21, we're reading of Paul's travels to Jerusalem. We read of the prophecy of Paul's arrest. We see the riot, and Paul does get arrested in Jerusalem. And then we see that Paul begins his defense or his argument in front of the Jews. And so, as I mentioned, it's prophesied that Paul will be arrested, and that is fulfilled during this chapter. He's like a ride or die for Jesus. He's like, lock me up. It's cool. I'm gonna just tell y'all about prison. I'm gonna just tell y'all about Jesus while I'm in prison. Like, he's such a G about this. We see that prophecy fulfilled. So now he's arrested. There's riots. There's just this hot mess of stuff happening. And so now he's going to be brought before the crowd and present himself and basically defend himself. Essentially, like, if you were to go on trial for something and they ask the defendant, like, do you have anything to say for yourself? This is what's happening with Paul. He's allowed to share what he's doing, why he's doing it, even though they locked him up for it. He's allowed to have that moment. So obviously, we know what Paul's going to do. He's going to take advantage of that moment to share the gospel, which is what we will see as we keep reading. For day 337, which is December 3rd, the last week, the last day of week 48, we read of Nehemiah chapter 10 and Acts chapter 22. In Nehemiah chapter 10, we read of the exiles making a pact with God. And so, y'all, they have really turned things around. Not only are they celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacle, not only have they confessed their sin and they're worshiping God, but they are making covenants with God. Like, they are serious. This is a good sign. This is a good sign. I'm proud of them. I really am. So that's what we read here in Nehemiah chapter 10. In Acts chapter 22, Paul continues his defense or his argument in front of the Jews, and he shares his testimony, his story of conversion, of how he came to Christ. See, told y'all, Paul was going to make sure that he told them about Jesus while he was there. And so, and remember, we can refer back to Acts chapter 9. That's when the conversion occurred. That's when we read of the account of Paul's conversion. And so he shares his testimony. He shares with them of how he's gotten to this point. And, you know, he's letting them know, like, hey, I know that some of y'all probably know what I used to do, but this is what I do now. And so we see the victorious attribute of God through this story as we're seeing him just really care for his people. He gives them favor. He fights their battles for them. He gives them victory time and time again. He shows up on their behalf. And that's encouraging because that's us today too. This is not just who God used to be or who God was at one time or another, but this is still who he is. We believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, his attributes and his word does not change. So therefore, he is also God of victory for us. So if you're listening to this and you're having battles of your own that you're having to fight, you're having schemes of the enemy up against your back, and you know that people are trying to take you down and take you out, trust the God of victory. Trust that he will fight for you, and not just fight, but he will win. He will defeat the enemy always, time and time again. All you have to do is put your trust in him. All you have to do is know that he is God, and he will do far beyond what you could ever do. And you can just walk in that completely, boldly, confidently, knowing that he's on your side. So that is this week's teaching, the God of victory. I hope that you continue to read through the scriptures. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. If you have not already, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Christian Girls Pop. You can find us on our website at christiangirlspop.com and on YouTube at Christian Girls Pop. Make sure, if you haven't already, get your copy of Scripture Made Simple. And if you want to go a step further, click that social package, Scripture Made Simple social package, so that you can join our chat as we go through this all year long. Can't wait to do this with you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, remember, Jesus already loves you so much. Don't you ever forget that.